One of the issues I'm curious about, you mentioned the Gasarilin, and I hear about this fairly frequently, is concerns that physicians in practice have about whether it's adequate ovarian suppression and how to determine that and how often it can actually be a problem.
So this is a really important point, and I don't think we completely know the answer. If we were to look at data in the postmenopausal setting where we give aromatase inhibitors routinely, there are emerging data and data that will be presented at some upcoming meetings looking at this question of these levels of estradiol and how well one suppresses that and whether that actually is associated with outcomes. In premenopausal women, we have very few data, and I think clinicians rightfully in this situation are thinking about this in the correct manner. What we do need to know is, are we adequately suppressing the ligand? And if that is important, we think it is important, should we be measuring it? Right now, we don't measure it on a routine basis, but certainly we've all experienced patients in our practice that, for whatever reason, did not have adequate ovarian function suppression, and we've perhaps gone on to do different things, such as oophorectomy or other measures to try to deal with that.
What about with this woman? Did you bring up surgical oophorectomy with her?
Actually, I did. And what we decided at the time of the consultation was that we would get going with the Gasarilin. That's an easy thing to start with. It's also, I like to start with Gasarilin for my patients because it allows them, if you will, to be able to get used to the effects of ovarian function suppression and to know perhaps after a couple months that it is tolerable, which it is for most patients in this situation. And then they're quite willing to move right into oophorectomy. Occasionally, I'll have patients who say, hey, I just want to move right into oophorectomy. And of course, as we know, that can take anywhere from a few days to weeks to get that scheduled surgically.
So she had Gasarilin, and I see she also had letrozole and palbo, certainly a common choice. How did she physically feel once she got on the therapy?
Well, this is a case of a patient who actually tolerated the therapy beautifully. She was able to take the medication and really have very minimal, if any, side effects. Now, this particular patient, as I mentioned, was someone who was working out regularly. She was running anywhere from 1 to 2 miles a day. And she did mention to me that she had some fatigue, but she described it as being very mild and really not interfering with her activities of daily living.
That's interesting. Do you find that patients who exercise tolerate these agents better?
I think that there clearly is, in general, we see that patients who are metabolically fit can oftentimes do better with therapies, which we know have a lot of effects on a variety of different organ function, certainly in this situation. And I know clinicians would feel the same way, is that if you have a patient with an ECOG performance status of 0 and is doing all their activities of daily living, that they're going to do much better than those patients that have multiple comorbidities and are starting out with difficulties as it relates to fatigue or other side effects from their chronic medical illnesses.